This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Courtroom drama inside Russia, where men are charged, accused of gunning down scores of people at a concert outside Moscow Friday night. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
Russia on Sunday charged four men it says are responsible for gunning down scores of people at a concert outside Moscow days earlier. The deadliest attack inside Russia in two decades. Russian media previously identified the men as citizens of the ex-Soviet Republic of Tajikistan living in Russia. After unverified and brutal videos of the suspects' interrogation circulated on social media, courtroom images and video published by Russian media showed the suspects bandaged, swollen, and bruised, with one man disoriented and struggling to keep his eyes open. A Moscow court said the four suspects charged with acts of terrorism would be remanded in pretrial custody until late May, adding that three of the four had pleaded guilty to all charges.
France's government has increased its security alert posture to the highest level after that deadly attack near Moscow. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal announced the decision, saying officials were taking into account the Islamic State's claim of responsibility for the Moscow attack and the threats weighing on the country. The announcement came after President Emmanuel Macron held an emergency security meeting prompted by Friday's bloodshed in Russia. France has repeatedly been hit by deadly Islamic State attacks. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Israel has agreed to a U.S. proposal on a prisoner hostage exchange that would release around 700 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the release of 40 Israeli hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. That's what media are reporting. Hamas has not yet responded. For more stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com or follow us on social media. This is VOA News. Official results have not yet been announced in Senegal's presidential election. The Sunday elections were to replace the outgoing president, Macky Sall. VOA Nairobi bureau chief Mariama Diallo reported from Dakar.
Observers from many organizations are present, including some from the European Union. Malin Bjork, who heads the group, which arrived in early January, held a news conference Sunday morning. She notes the material was in place and the rules were followed by all voting centers. Senegal has always been seen as a stable democracy in a region plagued by coups until recently when President Sall tried unsuccessfully to postpone last month's elections by 10 months. While Sall said he would not seek a third term, his critics accused him of wanting to hold on to power. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Dakar, Senegal.
Space weather forecasters in the U.S. have issued a global geomagnetic storm watch through Monday. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
A plasma burst from a solar flare could interfere with radio transmissions across Earth. It may also make for great aurora viewing. The National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration Space Weather Prediction Center says there's no reason for concern. Jonathan Lash, a forecaster at the State of Colorado-based center, says the storm could interrupt high-frequency radio transmissions, such as by aircraft trying to communicate with distant traffic controllers. Most commercial aircraft can use satellite transmissions as a backup. Every 11 years, the sun's magnetic field flips, meaning its north and south pole switch positions. Solar activity changes during that cycle, and it's now near its most active, called the solar maximum. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And in other world headlines now, the head of the International Monetary Fund calls on China to implement a comprehensive package of pro-market reforms to boost a sluggish economy beset by a housing market crisis, low domestic demand, and persistently high youth unemployment. Brazilian police arrest the alleged masterminds of the 2018 murder of Rio de Janeiro councillor Mario Franco, potentially shedding new light on a killing that triggered an outcry in Brazil and beyond. Slovakia is facing a runoff, pitting an ally of its Russian-leaning prime minister against a pro-Western liberal former foreign minister after the first round of a presidential vote. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.